Thanks very much, Mr. Chairman. APG 23 thanks the Special Rapporteur, Mr. Suryadeva, and the Chair of the Expert Mechanism, Ms. Isabel Durant, for the important contribution to the proceedings of the Working Group and for the precious input to this discussion. As APG 23, we strongly support the mandate of these two special procedures and are constantly engaged in a constructive dialogue with the current as well as the previous mandate holders, acknowledging their crucial role in mainstreaming the right to development, not only in the human rights arena, but also throughout the relevant international community fora and policy spaces. We appreciated very much also their valuable inputs given during the process that led to the finalization of the draft international covenant on the right to development. Both the Special Rapporteur and the Expert Mechanism have contributed significantly in these last years in deepening up and enlightening several aspects of the right to development, especially through their thematic studies on issues that are extremely relevant for the situation of our world today. In this regard, we welcome all the studies and research undertaken by the Special Rapporteur and the Expert Mechanism on Right to Development and the future directions that have been presented. We acknowledge the fundamental value of the cultural dimension of this work, which is needed to reduce the gap between the full implementation of the right to development and the way development affects people and communities when it is not grounded in human rights, but rooted in unfair and economic, financial, and governance systems that result in impeding local ownership and participatory approaches to development meant as a right. We suggest both the Special Rapporteur and the Expert Mechanism to highlight and even more deeply connect to this mainstreaming process the practices that try to put in place a right to development approach to development with their own bottom-up perspective, such as is done by movements, grassroots organizations, CBOs, etc., in many parts of the world. Indeed, it is important to support the normative analysis by reinforcing the nexus between the policy sphere and the practice on the ground, to reduce the gap and make the right to development not only a fundamental theoretical framework, but also an active tool, finalized to really improve the life of peoples and communities and support the struggle to affirm their own view and way to development. We concur with Mr. Deva, there is a limited understanding of the right to development on the ground, and appreciate very much the four initiatives taken by him, namely the establishment of an academic circle on the right to development, comprising 20 academics from all world regions, the developing of a policy brief to provide practical guidance to states in implementing the right to development, the launching of the development dialogues, starting with the focus on the right to development and the path for the future, and the plan to conduct a global mapping on the right to development in all UN member states. We have followed through the UN webcast the 9th meeting of the Expert Mechanism on Right to Development, held recently in New York, and congratulate Ms. Durant and all the other experts for the way they organized and conducted it. Indeed, it has been a very rich, interesting, and well-participated discussion that surely will also positively influence the process going on in New York about the discussion and further adoption of the draft international covenant. Thank you.